10 board games with the most expansions and months of content in 2026. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Arkham Horror LCG is the deepest story-first expansion ecosystem. Marvel Champions is the easiest modular one-night system. Dominion has the largest cleanly mixable card vocabulary. Carcassonne is the easiest family expansion ladder. Spirit Island offers the deepest strategic core. Catan has the broadest mainstream branch structure. Wingspan has the clearest regional modules. Terraforming Mars has the best acceleration and map path. HeroQuest has the most tangible quest content. And Everdell offers the most luxurious curated collection. Buy the core first, add one box that solves a named need, and stop until the table asks again. The dangerous phrase is enough content for months. It can mean a living game night or a shipping schedule with cardboard symptoms. Margot compared official catalogues, rulebooks, current Amazon products, buyer guides, and community threads about endless expansions to build a karma map, what the core already does, which first add-on changes the night meaningfully, and the moment collecting should pause so playing can catch up. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which board game has the best expansion ecosystem? Arkham Horror LCG is the best narrative ecosystem. Dominion is the cleanest modular ecosystem. Spirit Island has the strongest core already lasts years value. Arkham separates stories from player card growth. Dominion adds vocabulary while each session still uses 10 kingdom piles. Spirit Island expansions widen an already enormous matrix of spirits, adversaries, scenarios, and difficulty. The right winner depends on the behavior you want to repeat. Marvel Champions is better for quick villain nights. Carcassonne and Wingspan are better for families who want one new layer. HeroQuest adds literal adventures and miniatures. Everdell's complete collection is a luxury library. Expansion count alone is useless. The real metric is how many distinct, teachable nights the system can produce without making setup punitive. How many expansions should you buy at once? 1. Play the core enough to name its friction, then buy the expansion that answers that exact sentence. We want a longer Arkham story points to a campaign expansion. We want faster terraforming Mars openings points to Prelude. We play Wingspan almost always at 2 points to Asia. We want Carcassonne with more consequential roads and cities, points to inns and cathedrals. Buying 3 boxes at once destroys the experiment. If the game improves, you will not know why. If it worsens, you will not know what to remove. Experienced owners in current expansion fatigue threads increasingly describe the same correction. Base games endure, all in stacks create setup anxiety. Let each add-on audition alone. Arkham Horror LCG versus Marvel Champions. Which living card game gives more? Arkham gives more campaign memory. Marvel gives more modular variety per minute. Start Arkham with the exact Chapter 2 core shown here, or the revised core if that is the product line you already own. For an older core path, the modern Dunwich Legacy campaign expansion is the clean first full story, while the Dunwich Investigator expansion adds player cards rather than scenarios. Do not buy the retired deluxe box and scattered mythos packs by accident. Marvel's core supports standalone villain fights immediately. The Rise of the Red Skull campaign expansion is a classic first campaign when available at a sane price, but current community advice also emphasizes choosing the heroes and villains you love rather than reconstructing release order. Arkham asks the group to remember consequences. Marvel asks which hero should answer tonight's threat. Dominion versus Carcassonne, which classic expands more cleanly? Dominion expands more combinatorially. Carcassonne expands more visibly. Dominion's second edition is a clean laboratory. The Prosperity second edition expansion adds high-value treasures, colonies, platinum, and bigger economic turns. It is a flavor choice, not mandatory progression. Select Kingdom sets intentionally rather than shuffling every idea into one supply. Carcassonne's current big box already includes the base game plus 11 expansions and mini-expansions. If buying separately, inns and cathedrals is the classic first layer. Roads and cities become riskier and large meeples create useful pressure without abandoning the map. Keep the river, abbot, traders, builders and other modules bagged separately. A beautiful landscape becomes administrative fog when every icon arrives at once. Spirit Island versus Catan, which expansion changes the base game more? Spirit Island expansions increase system depth. Catan expansions redirect social and spatial behavior. Spirit Island's core is already sufficient for a long relationship. Feather and Flame is a smaller character-focused addition, while Jagged Earth is the structural expansion experienced groups pursue when available. Add tokens, events, and high-complexity spirits gradually. Catan Cities and Knights changes the economic and strategic weight through commodities, improvements, knights, and barbarian pressure. Seafarers changes geography more gently. Extensions that add players are not content expansions. They solve player count and must match the correct base edition. Catan's most expensive mistake is buying the right title for the wrong edition. Wingspan versus Terraforming Mars. What is the smartest first expansion? For Wingspan, choose by player pattern. Wingspan Asia for one or two players and duet mode, Oceania for Nectar and a refreshed engine, or Europe for the gentlest new card layer. Do not combine every region for a beginner teach. The physical card pool becomes beautiful and unwieldy at the same time. For Terraforming Mars, the usual first edition is Prelude because it accelerates the opening and gives corporations a clearer launch. Prelude 2 expands that system, but is not a standalone replacement for original Prelude. Many cards reference other expansions. Hellas and Elysium is the lower rules way to add variety through maps. Colonies and Termal should answer a group that specifically wants a side economy or politics. Hero Quest versus Everdell, which all-in world is easier to live with? Hero Quest is easier to add one adventure at a time. Everdell is easier to curate by mood after you know the system. Hero Quest quest packs add physical chapters. Rise of the Dread Moon is a modern story-rich expansion with the Knight, Alchemy, new enemies, and a questline that follows Mage of the Mirror. Return of the Witch Lord is the classic continuation path. Everdell's complete collection consolidates Pearlbrook, Spirecrest, Belphaia, Newleaf, and Mistuod. It does not mean they belong in one game. Newleaf is the strongest first expansion for most tables because its station, visitors, and broader card flow make the town busier without making it alien. Belphaia is hosting. Mistuod is solo and two-player. Spirecrest is the journey. Pearlbrook is the divisive side economy. How do you store a large expansion library without killing game night? Organize by play unit, not purchase history. Keep the teaching core reachable. Store each major module in a labeled bag or tray with a one-card summary. What it adds, what it replaces, setup change, and who likes it. For campaign systems, keep the active campaign separate from the archive. Photograph table state, write the next objective, and schedule the next session before the box closes. Set a stop rule. No new expansion while the last one has fewer than three plays, no campaign box without a first date, no all-in storage solution until the core has become a proven household game. A good library reduces the distance between what kind of knight and setup. A bad library turns the answer into inventory management. What is the best buy order for months of content? Start with Arkham for campaign stories, Marvel Champions for modular heroes and villains, Dominion for card system variety, Carcassonne for family modules, Spirit Island for strategic depth, Catan for social branches, Wingspan for regional engine variety, Terraforming Mars for expansion-defined pacing, Hero Quest for tangible quest packs, or Everdell for a curated premium library. Then buy the core and play it. When the table asks for one specific change, add one box. Keep every unused module out of the teach. Stop when setup begins to feel like an explanation of ownership. The games on this list can entertain for months because their cores create repeatable decisions. The expansions are doors. They are not a hallway you are obligated to finish. Final verdict. Arkham is the story library, Marvel the modular hero cabinet, Dominion the clean card laboratory, Carcassonne the family map drawer, Spirit Island the strategy mountain, Catan the social branch, Wingspan the regional aviary, Terraforming Mars the engine workshop, Hero Quest the quest shelf, and Everdell the curated forest. Buy the core. Add one answer. Let playing outrun collecting. Frequently asked questions. Which board game has the most worthwhile expansions? Arkham Horror LCG has the deepest narrative library. Dominion has the cleanest mixable system. Spirit Island has the strongest strategic expansion design. What game can keep a group entertained for months? Arkham LCG, Frosthaven, HeroQuest, and large modular systems can all do so, but only when the group has a recurring schedule and a clean save or reset process. Should I buy all expansions at once? Number by the core, play it several times. Add one expansion that answers a named need, then play that combination at least 3 times before buying more. What is the best first Arkham LCG expansion? For the revised core path, the modern Dunwich Legacy campaign expansion is the clean first full campaign. Its investigator expansion is a separate player card purchase. What is the best first Wingspan expansion? Europe for a gentle card layer, Asia for 1 or 2 players, and Oceania when the group wants a broader engine refresh through Nectar and revised mats. What is the best first Terraforming Mars expansion? Original Prelude is the standard first answer because it accelerates the opening. Prelude 2 expands Prelude and may reference other expansions. It is not the starting replacement. Is the Everdell Complete Collection worth it? Only for a household that already loves Everdell and wants most of the classic expansions. New players should start with the base game. Most returning groups should add newly first. Do all ranked cores and named by recommendations have direct Amazon links? Yes, ranked products and inline first add-on recommendations use exact Amazon product detail ASINs with the PuzzleWick affiliate tag.